Yo, what's up? Yeah, yeah. Motherfucker, my popo, make sure all your kids don't grow. These motherfuckers can't be us or see us. Yeah. It's your boy, Dame Destro Dash. Puerto Rican Pop Perspective, my fofo, make sure all your kids don't grow. If y'all want to know why I'm playing this, it's my motherfucking birthday. Well, it was 2 days ago. And your boy done turned fofo. I'm old as fuck, so. That is Tupac. Hit him up. My fofo, make sure all your kids don't grow. Yeah. So, yeah. Let's get into it. That's a lot to talk about, man. I ain't done this pod in a month. Shit, probably more. First off, let's talk about this bitch slap heard around the world. I was at home watching it with the family. We just ate a ton of food. We were falling asleep. I was falling asleep. All of a sudden, I said, oh, shit, what just happened? And they cut to Will Smith saying, keep my wife's name out your fucking mouth. Now, it was muted on live TV, but that's what I saw. Because he mouthed it very wide and very clearly. So I did what everyone else in the world did. I went to the internet. I had to see the unedited version. I saw the unedited version. I said, oh, shit. Will Smith done lost his goddamn mind. Now, to me, that shit's funny. A lot of people are like, oh, fuck Chris Rock. He shouldn't have said that. A lot of people are like, oh, fuck Will Smith. He shouldn't have done that. Yeah. On all parts, all of it was bad. All of it was bad. But now, for people saying that he did it off of just that joke, I understand Jada had alopecia and she had some other shit, you know, other shit going on, you know, whatever. For that joke, no. You don't go on live television and do that shit in front of everyone for that one simple joke. That means they have some history. That means there's some underlying issues. There's some shit building up. That's some shit that you just, you know, you talk about it behind scenes. And you handle it behind scenes and you fuck them up behind scenes. You don't do it in live television. So to me, what I think it is, my opinion again, is that he just fucking had shit building up. He had Will Smith. When I say he, I'm saying Will Smith. Either him and Chris Rock have some shit that we don't know about, some beef, some history that we don't know about. Or he's made numerous jokes that Will Smith has been fucking just keeping tabs on. Or Will Smith, or a combination of everything. Will Smith has been going through some shit lately. So maybe it was on that, on top of everything else. And that, you know, once you get to that boiling point, boom. Takes one little snap and that's what happened, a snap. And it was funny, I was like watching with my wife. My wife was like, was that real? I was like, yes. That was fucking real. Like, I knew that shit from the get-go. That was not a skit. But I said, you know what? Props to Chris Rock for handling it and not like, he just kept going. He's like, oh, shit. I just got to smack the shit out of me and fucking greatest television moment ever. It kept with the set and, like, delivered the rest of the speech or whatever. That tripped me out. So good for him. I'm sitting on something right now. I got some little bit of vodka, a little bit of vodka tonic. It's my Friday tonight, so. But yeah, it was one of the best entertaining Oscars I've seen in a while because I was falling asleep until that shit happened. So that's my opinion on it. Whatever, it is what it is. People want to hate on both sides, so you know what? Until you really know what's going on in someone's mind, I can't hate. I can't judge. So I'll leave it at that. Now, I just finished watching, speaking of Will Smith, I just finished watching King Richard. An amazing movie. Amazing, amazing movie. I mean, all slap bitch slaps aside, you know, no, you know, all jokes aside, everything. That movie was amazing. I mean, I'm a father. I have a daughter. And it hit home a little bit to me. And you know, I ain't gonna lie, I got a little, you know, cutting some onions up here or there. It was an amazing movie. Me and the wife, we watched all of it. It was beautiful. You know, it was a great movie. Great movie. I'm not gonna ruin it for everyone. I'm not gonna even go into it. So no spoiler alerts. But if you get a chance, just watch it. It's a beautiful movie. Inside and Out was a great movie. Excellent movie. Will Smith did an amazing thing. He deserved his award minus a slap. So, great movie. Check it out. Kim Richards, about the Williams sisters, Venus Williams and Serena Williams, the tennis stars from Compton. Check it out. Now, let's get into my birthday. It was 2 days ago. It was okay. I had to work. I had some Wagyu steak. Wagyu steak is amazing if you never had it. It's spelled W-A-G-Y-U. It's imported from Japan. Well, I'm in the United States, everyone, so it's imported from Japan and Australia. So if you guys are listening from those states, you guys are lucky to have that shit, because out here, it costs about $30 to $40 an ounce. An ounce. So, yeah, it's expensive. But that shit was fire. So it was a beautiful steak. For I had a 8-ounce filet from Australia, I think it was. I had a 12-ounce New York steak from Japan. It was Wagyu. The fats marbleized in there. You cook it with a little bit of a truffle salt, truffle oil, and oh, it was amazing. It melts like butter in your mouth. It's a gorgeous thing. And yeah, that's it. March Madness. I love March Madness. I watched it all. My only hope right now is Villanova for my bracket. All my Final Fours are out. Sucks what happens to the Peacocks. Go Cox. Anyway, my boy texted me that the other day when they were playing. He's like, go Cox. So yeah, it was a good run for them. I'm glad they made history and they made the Elite Eight. Good for them. I'm proud of them. So yeah, all I have is Villanova left on my bracket. We'll see. I know, you know, UNC and Duke, that's gonna be amazing too. So baseball's back. Football, I don't want to talk about football because everyone's making great trades here and there. AFC West is amazing now all of a sudden, and my New York Giants still fucking suck, and I just found out our GM does not want to trade injury prone Saquon. So I don't even know what to do anymore. I might just give up fucking football. I don't know. We'll see. I don't know what to do. It sucks being a Giants fan. If you're a Giants fan, I know you feel my pain. Other than that, all right, guys. I'm gonna leave you guys with that. I hope everyone has a blessed day. I've been having a good couple weeks. Everything's good. Like I said, I just turned the fofo. I'll make sure all your kids don't grow. Music wise. I watched Kanye's documentary. It was amazing. If you guys didn't check it out. It's a 3-part series, hour and a half, I think, each one. It's really good, really, really good. I loved it all. Music-wise, I haven't been listening to music, just been working. So other than that, man, I believe it at that. Hope you guys have a blessed week. It's raining out here. Hope it stay nice and dry wherever you're at. I'm going to leave y'all with one of my new favorite songs. It's King Von and 21 Savage's I Don't Play That. I really like the song. It's really dope. 21. And yeah, 21. On God. You know, 21 does it. So, all right. Puerto Rican Poppy. Perspective. Your boy, Destro. Peace out. Here we go. Y'all ready? Yeah. I don't play that. I don't. I like how the beat switches up. Yeah, I don't play that. I don't play that. Oh, God. 21. 21. 21.
I don't play that.
Yeah.
I put that bitch with a latex.
Yeah.
I did a drill with a face, man.
Yeah.
I wash my hand with the Ajax.
Destro.
I don't
Puerto Rican.
Play that.
Poppy. Listen. To my podcast.
Hold on. Lay down.
Yeah.
I like that girl from the waist
down. Yeah. 21. Yeah, 21. Yeah, Savage. Yeah. On God. Puerto Rican. Poppy. Perspective. Peace out. One love. All right, y'all. Peace. Love y'all. Gone.